Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Thereof is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Let me get everything situated here. I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be always. Hallelujah. We know that, yeah, it's so good. How many of us just recently received such a blessing, such a good word? One thing I love is having a refilling and a retopping of the Spirit to encourage, to strengthen, to push me forward, to admonish and exhort. Hallelujah. Let me check, make sure that all is well. Let me see if anybody is in the room. Okay. Just me. Just me this evening. I don't know if I'm coming through or not. But praise Yah. I guess I will do this by faith. I really don't know. I really don't know if I am coming through, but hopefully I am. No matter what, I thank Yah, because Yah is so good. And He is. And the thing about, all right, Sister Sella, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody finally entered in the room and said, I'm coming in. Well, oh, hallelujah. Bless you, sister. I know you was here to receive such a blessed word, sister. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is a wonderful walk. And it does tear our hearts sometimes to see people get into this walk and despise it later on. To go on so many years and all of a sudden just drop it. Not having no enduring substance and not staying in the fight long enough to really see the rich rewards of staying in this war. They forget, you know, that Yah knows what we have need of. They never get to the point of knowing Yah to the point that He supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory. They live set apart unto themselves, and not set apart with the set apart. But they rather disconnect and disassociate, and at the same time, still want to be to associate. And some, well, I say, well, this gateway got to be so exclusive, because Yah is exclusive. His exclusiveness called a people out of Egypt. It's a lot of the report. I don't know if we actually really hear or really understand. We want to be witnesses, but we have witnessed nothing. We've not been in the fight long enough to be even a casualty of war. We've not been in the fight enough to have the experience of a bullet winging by your head. And I'm not talking about a natural bullet. Because these bullets in the spirit, these mortars in the spirits, these intercontinental ballistic missiles in the spirit are something else. I seem and tend to believe them to be more devastational than those in the natural and in the temporal. The temporal is temporal. But just think a round that takes out someone to eternal damnation. You know, many people enter into this war, and there's no discharge in this war, as Yah said. And yeah, the warfare gets heated. The warfare gets hot. You may be pinned down at times. And I've seen many instances in my walk where I thought I was pinned down. But I remember vividly how Yah delivered me out of situations I thought was not deliverable. Yah has been so good to provide me, like I said, and he should be providing you all of your needs according to his riches and glory. If we have been filled with his spirit, this is one main aspect of walking this walk in power, is having his spirit, having his mind, and having his heart. And he writes his love within our hearts and within our mind. And I do question a lot of some who say they are witnesses, but there's no manifestation of love coming from them. Come around the loving people of Yah that desire to have family and that knows that that spirit is thicker than blood. And they come and sport themselves and all the same times, you know, looking around at everyone and they looking spooky. Rather be more comfortable out there with the unrighteous and the unconverted. Many go back. It's sad. I thank Yah for the word yesterday. We do get caught up, you know, in the exhortation. But there was also a lot of rebuke that went forth. The Yah is balanced. He knows how to cut and he knows how to heal. He's the one that has the healing balm of Gilead. And I seen that healing balm administered yesterday, but the rebuke and the reproof had to come forth first. The ministered on so many levels. Sometimes we tend to get caught up in the moment, not seeing the fullness of Yah at that moment. Now, his presence was here for healing on many fronts. It's so good. Yah is so good. Well, saints, all that are gathered here, the few, bless you. In the name of our wonderful Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, the HaMashiach, Yeshua. And may grace and mercy be multiplied unto you. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, we thank you again this evening. We extol you. We lift you up. Knowing again, we start every moment knowing that without you, we can do nothing. And this declaration of meekness, we know in you we have our strength. We have our fortress. We have our hiding place. We have a pavilion. We thank you, Yah, for showing yourself to be so good in the midst of a populace, a whole world that wants to deny you that wants to blaspheme everything that you are at this time and in this hour. But Yah, you are so good that you reserved a remnant in this day and this hour to bring forth your presence. We thank you, Most High Yah, for empowering us again, day by day, from Shabbat to Shabbat. It's your word that lives in us. It's how we live and move and eat and drink and have our being. We do commend all things in your care and wonderful name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been in a study of the epistle to the Ephesians, a letter that Paul wrote to the set apart, to the believers that were in this geographical area. Now, as I was, such a byword, as you know and you should know, I was sitting here reading over many passages here in Ephesians and still noticing the divisions, the chapter, the verses and divisions. They really, I really teach, and we should, when we read the word, read everything as we have been admonished to read in context. And I'm going to read again in context. We have come out of chapter 2, and we're about to embark on chapter 3. But before I can embark on chapter 3, and so to say, as our King James Bible has these divisions in them, I'm going to read breaking down these walls. I want to read with clarity. I want to read to you the full meaning so that we can understand this letter as it progresses to the called out at Ephesus. Ephesus was a very high place, good place of commerce, very central place. There was a lot of spirituality in that region. And Paul understood this. And Paul knew the mindset of the people there as he had concourse with them, as he stayed with them in his journeys, as, he had fellowship with them. Because as he was learning them, they were learning him. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of fellowship. That's part of the family of Yah. But I'm thankful, as I read all the epistles, that the people at that time really understood to know no one after the flesh. But they understood Paul after the Spirit, and that was a beautiful thing. And Paul was able to, Paul was able to convey to this particular set of believers at this region a unique thing here, beautiful thing here, as we progress in this letter. Let us begin. I'm going to start again in Ephesians 2, and we'll start at verse 13 and read down. I'm going to read it as though there are no verses, so that we can have full thought of what is about to be rehearsed or be conveyed into the readers of the epistle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads, "But now," understand that word now, I always like making emphasis on certain words, because we really, when we read this word, we always should read it from a position, when we start reading it, to hear from the Father, to hear from the Son, to hear from the Spirit. Because the Spirit, He will teach us. And we just take our time. We just set apart ourselves. And we immerse ourselves in this epistle. And immerse ourselves in the mind of Paul as he was writing to the people at Ephesus. And at the same time, as he's writing to Ephesus, we can immerse ourselves to understanding how and who the believers were at Ephesus, where their mind was at, where their spiritual state was at, where their understanding was at. When we read the epistles, we should not displace them as it was, oh, that was written that many years ago. And that was written to them. No. When we read this word, let us read it as if, you know, the word is talking to us. As if this epistle was written to you personally. There might be, you don't know, a little Ephesian in some of us. A little Philippi in some of us, a little Colossians in some of us. We know that many of us, there's a lot of Roman in us. Maybe just a little sprinkle of Corinth in us. In every one of these letters, when we have read it in context, when we have immersed ourselves, it is talking, it has talked to many of us personally. And that's the way we should approach it. Because Yah deals with us personally. That's why Yah is so good. He can deal with me. He can deal with you. He can deal with your brother and deal with your sister. All at the same time. That he is not this selfish. That He can deal with us in this time, in this hour, in this minute right now, when this epistle was written so many thousands of years ago, but it's still a relevant for the now? Well, it says, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes were far off, now you are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh, when he was on that tree, the enmity, the hatred, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, all that stuff that was written for concerning the hardness of men's heart, all that had to be written in a thick book, 600 and so many, hundreds of laws that were put outside the Ark of the Covenant. And Yah made this so simple. They had put 10 within the Ark. Having abolished in his flesh the hatred, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Why? For to making himself of twain one new man. That's when we finally entered into peace, when we start embracing the new man that Yah has created in you. A lot went on. A lot of foundation work went forth that sent forth our Messiah to a tree. For you, and for me. And to really look upon it and immerse yourself in it. Yeah, this walk sometimes has pain. And we know this walk has suffering. And many depart because they just can't handle it. They have not stayed in the immersion long enough to come out in joy, to come out in long suffering, to come out in gentleness and meekness and humbleness, to come out of all this with great treasures and great riches. Riches that this world can hold nothing to. Billionaires in this world. Billionaires in this world that would love to have one grain of peace. But they can't. And here you are, poor and needy. And y'all being so good, had the good news come to your ears and to wake you out of sleep and to bring you into his marvelous light, to bring the revelation that now you are his child, that he has begotten you before the foundation of the world. You know, that's mind-blowing. Before this world was, you was with Yah. And to come into this time and to embrace that revelation, that out of all the billions, chose you for what? And you look at yourself and like, I choose me. Why? Why? One new man still making peace. And then he might reconcile both unto Yah in one body by the tree, by the cross, having slain the hatred thereby. And he came and preached peace. Remember that day of peace? I remember that day of peace when it was preached to me, when I was afar off. It was preached to them that were nigh too. It says, for through him we both have access by one spirit. One, part of the Akkad, unto the Father. It says, now, therefore, you Ephesians, you are no more strangers and foreigners. And we still act within the body as a stranger and a foreigner. Quit being like men. It's a beautiful thing, as I've said before, to embrace what you were created to be. So we see a world now, even before our eyes, the blasphemy going out. Those that were born male are rejecting their gender. Those that were born female are rejecting their gender. Whatever the Most High simply created them to be in the creation, they are rebelling against their own created. I don't know any other time in history where it has been like this, where this blasphemy is at this level, is at this pinnacle, and it's destined to get worse. Here As the mighty one, this world knows he has a short time. And as the time grows shorter, so does his anger and his bitterness and his envy and his jealousy. And as the years go on, I see those that are just consumed, immersed in these spirits. They're going to levels like never before with their envy, with their jealousy, with their bitterness and their hatreds, foaming out their shame. We've got a lot out there coming against my friend and my pastor. And I've sat down and tried to listen. And I just say, I can't listen to this. These people are doing nothing but foaming out their own shame. And they don't know it. And they're sealing in themselves a more swifter destruction. And they think, you know, because I'm saying this against the pastor, I'm saying this against the brethren, I'm saying this, that that's going to bring some kind of release to them. And all at the same time, they're destroying themselves. That fire that's in them is consuming them. And you think this should shake us up and make us bite our nails to the quick and go hide in the corner and go, oh, they're talking to me. They don't like me. No. No. Let them pass on. The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. One thing that a few of us know in this ministry, that we have a mission to do. It's not our mission. I've come to an understanding in myself, there's something greater in me. I understand more and more day by day that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But too many of us are still in the world, not allowing, not humbling ourselves to the greater one that's in. We still want to live on the out bounds, on the outside, thinking that we'll be accepted on the inside. And we think we can adorn the outside so much to be accepted on the inside. So we are no more strangers and foreigners. Thank you, Most High Yah. You are so good. But now we are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah. That's kind of exclusive, huh? Yah has one house, and his house has a hold, household. And it says, and we are built, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, singular, fitly framed, how? Apart? No, together. It grows unto a holy temple, not temples, but temple in Yah, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation. When we go understand and get to the place Well, you understand, you no longer should be a habitation for these ungodly lusts and ungodly pleasures and ungodly things and envies and jealousies and hatreds and bitternesses. It's what we created to be. Embrace that creation, so that Yah will continually embrace you. He embraced you from the beginning. Do you want to stay in the embracing? Stay in his grace, stay in his protection? And when anything of this world comes to offend you, that you have an understanding, it has offended my Father which is in heaven. And I know my Father in heaven sees. And I know he says, vengeance is his. He will repay. So on this, I rest in Yah, because Yah is so good. Yah, yeah. You provided me with so much armor for the front. And I know, Yah, you have my back as well. So when you was a stranger and a foreigner, did you know that you were a habitation of devils? That's why Yah is so good. That he gives you now a stewardship. When you come into this knowledge over this body that he has put you in on this earth. Now you've got to determine how you're going to deal with this body you have been put in. And not only that, you got to deal with the body that you have been put in, but you got to deal with the bodies of your brothers and your sisters. So you know in your own body, you know in your own flesh, and you know in some things that happen in the flesh with your brother and sisters, shouldn't this propel you even the more so to love them and to admonish them and to endure them and to love them even the more after the Spirit, knowing that your flesh is perishing? You know, that's the new man will tell you this day by day. And if you will wake up in the goodness of Yah, when you come into consciousness, your mouth, the first thing it will utter, the first thing comes into your mind is how good Yah is. And the first thing that utters out of your mouth is, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Most High. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Most High, I have gone through the night. You have kept me. You've watched over me. Now I awake. I awake in peace. I awake in strength. I awake in your glory. And too many people depart, not knowing this about our Master. They glide on him. And I sit back and meditate and understand throughout the day the passing spirits want to lie. Want to throw things in my head against the Most High Yah. But I know my Yah. I know how good he is. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I know there are a few here tonight. And I pray, it's always my prayer as a teacher, as, you know, a part of the gifts here given by Yah, because he's so good, for the perfection of the saints. And too many people don't want to be perfected. It's like people bent on damnation. And it's sad. Like Sakina said, yeah, we are here. We are here because he was there on the tree. He was there before the foundation of the world. And when the all things burn up, all things are coming to an end. Those that remained in Yah will have the testimony. We here. When Messiah busts through that cloud, and every tribe, every creed on this earth will see him. They'll be in fear. But the people of Yah will be looking up and going, we here. We here because he is here. We are here as his ambassadors. We are here proclaiming the one that inhabits all eternity. And the temporary one hates it. And you should understand this is why you are in this war. You're going against the course and the grain of this war. Why you consider it a strange thing concerning fiery trials, which is to try you. Never before, many of us before, you know, we were filled with the Spirit. We didn't hear the voice of spirits. We didn't understand what a demon was. We didn't understand what this and that was in the spirit, but now we do. And this should be a telltale sign. Should be a sealing, let you know that you are a child of Yah. But now he gives you a taste of seeing with his eyes and hearing with his ears that while he was on that tree destroying the enmity that was keeping you from seeing and keeping you from hearing, that he would manifest himself in this day, in this hour, in this time, through his chosen vessels. But we are a habitation of Yah through the Spirit, not the flesh. Flesh and blood, we know, is not going to inherit, but there's too much investment still in this flesh. We see how much Yeshua invested in the flesh when he allowed the Romans to nail it to a tree. Well, this is the Son of Yah in a great strength of humility. For the joy that was set before him. For the man that walked on this earth so many years with his creation, coming to his own and his own receiving him not. Immersed in the Father's will. And people understand, well, why? Why are you so vindictive? Why you gotta be that way? It don't take all that. Just think what it took for Messiah to endure the tree. And we get a little taste of the fellowship of the sufferings, and we want a jet. Not understanding there's always joy even set before us. Many people don't even stay in it long enough to even receive the joy. Well, I've lost this, and I've lost that. Even Paul, when he's writing to the Ephesians, he declared to all these Gentile places, He was this, he was that, you know, and he was that great stature. Said to hell with it all. Don't mean nothing. If I don't have Yeshua, then to hell with it all. And that's the way we should be. For this Yah is so good to call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yah is so good to make us a habitation for him. So this epistle's been written to you. Paul is beseeching you. Paul is exhorting you. And Paul goes on again, for this cause, even after all that, I'm not stating chapter and verse. I am just keeping everything in context. Well, all we have read, he said, for this cause. I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. It says, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yah, which is given me to you. We read back. Paul, a prisoner for you, Gentile. He's beseeching you, Ephesians. He's beseeching you all that are Ephesus. He's beseeching us even now. Because back in Acts 9, when you get time, read the whole chapter. We're going to start at verse 10. Acts 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said Messiah in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, here I am. Here I am, Master. And the Master said unto him, rise, go into the street, which is called Straight. Interesting, huh? Go into the street which is called Straight. Some may hear in it. Oh, look at you, look at you. You tried to make a plug for Straight, man. Look at you, look at you. No. Straight way is not our way. Most High Yah sent his son. His son endured all affliction. All the way to the tree. To make a straight way unto the Father. We are the true children that has had our hearts in this time and this hour turned back to the Father. You know, the scripture does talk about the days of Elijah. We can understand what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. This is a unique time to be living in, you chosen of Yah. Wherever your geographical location is, as this epistle is reaching out to you, as Paul was reaching out as an apostle to the Gentiles. So Ananias is humbling himself upon the calling of Yah. Yah said, go, arise. Go into the street which is called Straight. And inquire at the house of Judas, for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, right now he prays. This man had been blind for 3 days. This man was on a journey to persecute the assembly. But Yah is so good that he was able to deter his purpose, to knock Saul off his ass onto his ass, to show him how much an ass he was, to reveal himself unto him. That's amazing. The power and the beauty of Yah, and that Yah is so good that he would allow this man Saul to persecute the church with fervor. I mean, he was immersed in it, and he was killing. I mean, he was doing this with much passion. You know, Yah saw that. And the power of Yah was able to take that passion, him being the persecuted, the persecutor, let's say that, take the passion of the persecutor to turn it around and to make him now a part of the persecuted. See, our Yah is like that. Our Yah is mighty. Our Yah is so good. They would take the power of this one individual and humble him and steer him and keep him from a purpose, from a fervor of doing one thing and turn it into his favor. So this Saul of Tarsus, he praying, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Oh, so Saul now, as he's praying, Most High Yah's giving him a vision of now the one that Most High Yah is now sending to Saul. A man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand upon him that he might receive his sight. It says, then Ananias answered, Master, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on your name. But Yah said unto him, Yeshua said unto him, go your way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation that something was downloaded unto him, there was a time frame for Yah to disperse, to immerse Paul in. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yah, which is given me to you, word. And we go on and read as Paul is being reared up in Messiah. Acts 10:45. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 13:42. Things are progressing here. Things are progressing here. Acts of the Apostles. And when the Yehudim were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And later on in same chapter, verse 46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of Yah should first have been spoken to you. Talking to the Yehudim. But seeing you put it far from you, you judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Lo, now me, Paul and Barnabas, we turn to the Gentiles. Verse. For so, hath Messiah commanded us, saying, I have sent you to be a light of the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, and he's speaking to the people at Ephesus. They understand. What Paul is saying here. And it is sad that so many factions out here in this world now that ascribe to being Hebrew, they have a blasphemous premise to being exclusive in an abominable way. See, this teacher right here is actually teaching and at times preaching to you in the power of the Spirit. You know, after the flesh, you would call me, hey, that's a white boy. I understand, you know, the reason why that discernment or that presumption or whatever, you know, can be called at that point. I understand that children of the bondwoman, they cannot see beyond the flesh. And we got to understand, when we hear their voice and they give testimony to all they see, I can be ministering in the power and the might of the Spirit of Yah, and they will not receive it because the tint is white in their eyes. With their temporal eyes, and their temporal judgments, and their temporal thoughts, they will not hear the voice of Yah even from one that is a white boy. I'm not making no excuse. Yah is so good that he would put his Spirit in a white boy, in a white girl, Spirit also, in the yellow man, yellow boy. Is a spirit. Yah is not flesh. And it makes me wonder, you calling yourself a Hebrew, and all that you can testify to is all that you see temporally. If Yah chose a dumbass as he did in times of old to speak to the madness of a prophet, you understand this enmity that still seems to be in some. And we forget that Messiah was on the tree destroying that enmity, trying to make one new man. You have all these different bodies outside of the body of Messiah. It's one thing beautiful about Straightway. I have brothers and sisters that I love from so many creeds and so many tribes and so many places of the world. But I don't love them after the shape and the tone of their body and whatever, you know, the color and all this stuff. I love them because of that Yah is in them. Yah is in me, loving the Yah in them. Remember one time when I was ministering on the Book of Life that many heard through a slanted ear. And I'm addressing this right now. And they thought I was talking against all the melanated people. No. If they would really be hearing and really understood at that time, I was not talking against any melanated people. I was talking against a certain religious spirit, the sects out there that are calling themselves exclusively the black Hebrew Israelites. My best friend is a melanated man. Been so much a father to me, so much a mentor to me. But this relationship was not built on our differences of hues. Our relationship was built on one foundation. Only one. Our love for Messiah. We knew within ourselves we had a mission to do. He had the vision. And he had to have support to get that vision to come forth. No new thing is under the sun. And look at Moshe, Moses. When he was about to cross the Red Sea, he had support to hold his hands up so that the seas would rise up and depart so that he could walk through. We can just get to this place of knowing each one after the Spirit. That's why Paul was such a prisoner. And if it offends you that Yah has put his spirit in a white boy, then you take it up with the Most High Yah. You go ahead and cuss him out for putting his spirit in Cornelius and the Italian band and all of his household. That Yah would be so good that he could put his spirit in an Ephesian, in a Colossian, and in a Roman, in a Corinthian, and at the same time beginning with the Hebrews. What a mystery! What a mystery! In the time and this hour, he can put his spirit in a Chinese and put his spirit in a Japanese, put his spirit in a Sudanese, put his spirit in a German, in an Irishman, whoever so he wills, from from the foundation of the world was not according to the flesh. It's always according. We forget it's always according to the Spirit. When we read flesh and blood shall not inherit, then why are we, oh, we're Hebrews, but we still wrestle against flesh and blood. You know, you look at you Esau. With temporal eyes are you judging? With temporal eyes are you threatening and slaughtering? With temporal eyes are you out on street corners cussing folk out? Thinking that you're doing Yah's service. Now, I'm understanding that. The reason why I'm behind this mic is because there is something greater in me propelling me to be behind this mic. Because I understand more day by day the love that has administered to me. So as I receive love, so that I give love. And that's why I wonder that why so many people have so much trouble with love. Because they first don't want to receive it. When the greatest manifestation of love was on a tree. When the manifestation of love was at the foundation of the world being slain. And this one that wants to be like the Most High, let me show you my brand of love. Many people love that love and despise the love of Yah, despise the love of the brother and the sister, despise the love of one who Yah has ordained and set before them. I'm not here to hold no punches back, because I know our Yah looks upon the heart. I know Yah who Yah has set to be his ambassadors. I know my place and I know my measure. Many times I have been taken and taking it on the chin for people's misunderstanding. When the Most High Yah has put in me, you know, to bring forth a warning and to watch the people not hear the warning and then partake of the warning. It got even to the point where some call me a racist, even on the community. This is sad when we can't hear. When we can't understand one another by the Spirit. One thing I know I'm not, I am not racist. That's just such a so damn temporal term. It is not that old race. You have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yah, which is given me to you. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in a few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Messiah, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. How? By his Spirit. By his Spirit. What? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. And understand that many of us, I can say at one time I was a Gentile in the flesh, but now in that I am in the household of Yah now. That term Gentile does not really pertain to me no more. And it should not pertain to you anymore. Concerning the new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This realm of being a Hebrew does not take any form in the adorning of the flesh, in wrapping yourself up in Power Ranger suits, and putting yourself on street corners, hollering. When people want to wake up and understand that this was totally established in the Spirit, that Yah has put no difference between us and them. And it's not my words that I'm speaking. This is the mystery. This is the mystery that's made known in our time. We're fellow heirs. And we're of the same body, one body. This is kind of exclusive, ain't it? And partakers of his promise in the anointed one by the gospel. And Paul understands, whereof, because of this, for this cause, whereof I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of Yah given unto me by the effectual working of his power. You know me, been concerning me after the flesh being a white boy. I have seen in this walk a lot of white people being stupid. I've seen a lot of people of all creeds, colors, nations, and whatever, just stupid. I've learned in this concourse to even look beyond the veil, to understand my mission is not a mission anymore, but Yah's mission is the mission to be accomplished. If I understood that I was foreordained before the foundation of the world, and I was created for this purpose, And this is what my creation needs to follow after it, then I need to do that which I was created for and not reply and rebel against it. And in doing this, I see the treasures of my Messiah. I see more day by day the joy. Certain things does have long-suffering. When in long-suffering has fulfilled its part, I still see a wonderful reward. Understand that in the end of all things, it's not about me. It's about him. And I see Paul here coming to the revelation of his creation, what he was created to be, what the Most High Yah's hands had molded him a vessel to be. And if you're chosen of Yah, then you're a vessel in Yah's house. Why not let Yah drink from you if he has created you to be that kind of vessel? And if he's drinking in you, then we're drinking also from the same vessel. As Yah has poured into that vessel, then the vessel pours it out to each and every one of us. This is the fellowship that many people so much just struggle away from. But they love, you know, this crap of envy and jealousies and lies and backbitings and tailbones to be poured into them. But no, Yah, you ain't gonna pour nothing into me. Why you shit that man before me? Why him? Why's he gotta say it like that? Why's he gotta act like that? Why's he gotta look at me this way? Why's my brother looking? And why blah 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 blah. I'm like, Jah. In the end of it all, if we have any crowns, you know what we're going to be doing. We'll be casting it at his feet. Knowing that, hey, the power that helped us to attain those crowns was not our power, but we got power from on high to attain those crowns. We endured unto the end. We kept the faith. I mean, to what measure has the love of Yah got to be ministered to where you're going to say, okay, now I receive it? To what's got to happen in your life? Do you finally humbling yourself and saying, yes, Yah? And I know even in myself, all of my stubborn years that I resisted, all the wasted years that I resisted, even Paul here, you know, how many years he wasted persecuting the assembly and how this was on his mind. Now, the very thing that he persecuted, now he's a part of. The persecutor now has become the persecuted. And we are among the same. We are the persecuted. But Yah is so good. Telltale sign, men speaking well of you, and then, hey, One thing we are to do day by day is understanding all that we do, we're doing it unto Yah. When are we going to come to an understanding that we're so, some of us get so enamored in trying to please man, that we open doors to so many damn spirits. Just think, you know, if you just immersed and all your energy and all your motivation was just only to please Yah, understand how much this pavilion, this hiding place will protect you. As you're within the body, it's that simple, this mystery. But it's no longer a mystery to us now in this time, in this hour, when we are the fulfillment of the mystery. Galatians, it reads this, Galatians 3:10. For as many are as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. We know that law is love. If we remain in Yah's love, there's blessings. And we get accused Well, y'all think y'all going to be saved by the works of the law? No. Salvation teaches us that this law that is in us is keeping us. It's law that is in us that helps us to perform the works of the law. To a people that are no longer under the law of sin and death. But now we've been released to the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah. Life. Life. We thought one time we were living life when we were living lies. And now that you understand and come to revelation that you one time you were living lies, why not so much more now that you are in the truth drive and run with the truth to be ambassador of Yah, to get home, to finish your course, to keep the faith, to fight the good fight. And the end of it all, the thing that you were created to be, that you have fulfilled that calling, that election. Quit resisting your creation and your creator. No man is justified by the law in the sight of Yah. It is evident the just shall live by faith. We know the law is not of faith. The man that does them shall live in them. Something about the law in our minds and our hearts does propel us to walk in his faith. When Yah is love, when it is love that grows that shortened limbed out, when it is love that causes the blind eyes to see, when it is love that purged that leprous man from his condition, when it was love administered that caused that lame to walk, see, there has to be precepts and statutes and commandments directing one to know how to administer love. How to administer Yah. Someone comes to us, pray for me for this and that I may be healed. Confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. We find ourselves many times looking in ourselves, I don't have the ability. What happened to the ability that Yah has put in you? Just go ahead and shrug that doubt, that unbelief that seems to be there present when healing is asked of you, when deliverance is asked of you. And know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So many times we look to him that is in the world thinking, oh, I can't do that. What if we turn our eyes to the greater one? When our eyes look up into the hills which cometh our help. You know, Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the law. When he was put on that tree, when that flesh was put on, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Great is the mystery of godliness. Why, when he was on the tree? Galatians 3:14. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So there are not many camps out here think, you know, they received the Spirit because, you know, I believe the Ten Commandments. No. No man is justified by the works of the law. But it's something about this law being written in us that causes us to do the works, that propels us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, that propels us to love one another as Christ, Messiah, has loved us, to be ambassadors one to another, emissaries to the world. Why they look upon us as some kind of weird gazing stock. Embrace that you are of Yah. Denounce all the hidden works of dishonesty. Whatever chains and fetters, whatever soul ties you have with this world, denounce, denounce, denounce. Receive the promise of Yah. It's so simple. There's so many voices out here clamoring for our attention, and we seem to want to hear every voice. We want to give it, you know, we got to give it its little podium, its little time. When you get to the place of discernment, when it utters the first two words, hell no. You're not welcomed here. You're not the voice of my shepherd. You're not the voice of my master. You're not the voice of my king. You're here to subvert me. You're here to distract me from my love for my brother, love for my sister. Yeah, that's what you're here for. Get to that avarice. Our Yah is an awesome Yah. There is none like him. It's almost every day I talk with Yah and I say, Yah, you know, come to think about it, I've not seen anyone but you that has healing, that has deliverance. Even the mighty ones don't even say this. All these other ones that think they're gods, they don't have no peace. They don't have no long-suffering Most High Yah. You know, I've come to determine in myself, you're the only one. And I'm glad in the cool of the day that I have time to talk with you. I mean, just open-heartedly as a real creation, not in these damn these printed-out prayers that we think we must sometimes say, that we got to order things. Yeah, I pray my Yah to keep as I go to sleep, you know. Lord, lay me down, and blah, 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 you know, all this repetition kind of bullshit that's not real, not coming from your heart, not coming from your inner being. When you know you're open and naked before him, just don't be ashamed of being naked before him. He knows you. He loves you. And he wants that love. And I pray that you will receive much love that you can actually give back to him. Because this is such a great relationship that you can't outgive his love. You think you know that you can outlove Yah, and he's going to show you he can outlove you. He done it from the foundation of the world. we've got some of us have the wrong vision of love in our beings. It seems to supplant the love of Yah. It seems to overshadow and keep us from the love. We want to start attacking these unloving spirits that keep us from the love of Yah. This things that we have not dealt with from our past, that we have not actually repented of. Our Yah, He's making ways for us when the time comes when Messiah presents us before Him, that we're going to be pure. Don't you want to be pure? So much out here trying to keep us from the innocence which Yah is trying to get us to. Get us to a place, no matter what we do, without Him we can do nothing. I mean, that is such an immersion. That is such a pavilion. That is such a hiding place. That even Yah would raise up Paul to declare this mystery in this time and this hour. And we're here at the end of all things. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart here tonight is not to offend anyone. Some were offended. I cannot help that. It's something about the flesh that gets offended. But the new man, have read any report that the new man gets offended? And if the new man does get offended, he gets offended righteously. Not like the flesh does. We should know, and we should have in living color how the flesh gets offended, because we ourselves have witnessed it. This stuff is in our memory banks. This stuff is in our conscience. But how much has the blood of Christ even reached to those deep places of your mind that you have not opened to Him? And He knows them. But He wants you to recognize them. And when you recognize them, you understand the much more so why He was on that tree. For you and for me. Why that lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Well, hallelujah. 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 Bless you all, saints. Thank you, Sister Sakina, for coming in and posting scriptures. My heart's desire and my prayer is that you be edified, even though there might have been some rebuke, some reproof, some things might have come crossways. Understand that my hope is always to minister in love, to minister in clearness, to minister in the measure which Yah has given me. I understand my measure. I understand now even more as the days go on what I was created to do. And there's no reason why I need to fight against it. And there's no reason why you should fight against it. See, we are on the winning side. We win. We understand that in all things, we win. And where's the condemnation? Where's the belittling? Come on, really think about it. When He triumphed over them in it, when He was on the tree, and we was on the tree with Him, We reckon ourselves, you know, have baptized in the same death. At least put our feet in high places. Our Yah is so good. And that's why each and every day we show the praises of Him. No matter what we're going through, the valleys and the high places, we shall continually have His praises in our mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.